producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. So, as lots of you know, since I'm going to review movies later in probably in this hour, I review movies, among other things. I vote on a national board. And every once in a while, it occurs to me, I see quite often a couple in a day, and sometimes more than that, every once in a while, there are movies that are coincidentally joined together that that nobody else is going to see in the same time, but they were. And I'll tell you the two movies, and I'm not really going to review either of them, except to say, because both of them are public figures. One is called Mr. Turner, which would you guess what that was about? Because I didn't. You want to take a shot at it, Shane?
Yeah. Boy, I have no idea. Mr. Turner, huh?
Okay, I didn't either. And it's about William Turner. Do you know who William Turner was? I'll give you a hint.
No, actually.
He's a painter.
Okay,
and
I
probably didn't know his first name. Well, I guess I did know his first name. But if you've ever taken a history of art course, it's very modern work. He does basically shipwrecks and did a lot of work with the ocean and storms and his light. It's called Turneresque. It looks very, very modern, even though it was done 150 years ago or so. In that it looks like the sun is alive. I mean, once you've seen a Turner, you can't confuse it with anything else.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I know who you're talking about now.
Exactly.
It always has the sunsets and even the sun rings and stuff with the ocean.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. This was, and I really didn't know very much about him except that about his paintings. All right, so that was, it's called Mr. Turner, and it's too long, but I mean, it's very Turner-esque. It's by Mike Lee, who did, you know, all that kind of stuff, and it's Timothy Spall, who is a terrific actor, who looks somewhat like a troll, but apparently looks very much like Turner. I don't know. So, but the point, that's not the point. The point being that I saw this movie, and the one I'd seen just before it is called The Magician, which I highly recommend, which when we get closer to it, I'll review it, is about Orson Welles. And I'll tell you what struck me about both of them, and I'm a psychologist, right? So I probably, even though I try and see movies, I mean, it's one of the reasons I am on these national boards, in that I do see the world through a slightly different perspective, presumably prism than some, and presumably that's somewhat valuable. It's certainly terribly valuable to the program. Plus, I love movies, and you guys get some of the benefit of it. And whenever I talk with somebody, they say, you know, if they haven't heard the program for a while, invariably they say, are you still doing movie reviews? And the answer is, to my last rattly little breath. So, the point being, I saw these two movies about two disparate men who have essentially nothing in common except having movies made about them. One is a documentary, one is a dramatic it's a play. I mean, it's a movie rather than a documentary. It's a fiction, a biography, and I just happened to see them on the same day, and I was also talking with somebody that had seen The Theory of Everything, which actually opens today, which I'll review for you in a little bit.
Yeah.
And what the three of them had in common, which probably nobody in the universe will point out except me, and I am absolutely transfixed by it, is in the documentary about Orson Welles, one of the women that was the daughter of the schoolmaster where Orson Welles went to school said he's the only person she ever met who had absolutely no empathy.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, think about that.
And
it's a fascinating, Orson Welles is a fascinating, bigger than life guy who basically had his most, he was kind of like Alexander the Great, right? He had all the worlds to conquer, except I think he was 30 rather than 28 rather than 21, and essentially had a very difficult life. And with Turner, again, whom I didn't know very much about, it's a masterful portrayal because you have this man who is completely self-absorbed. It's not that he's a bad guy. He's just completely self-absorbed. And then the history of everything and the idea of somebody who may or may not have any ability to empathize with other people. And so I guess what my point is, that every once in a while the universe will tell you something that you didn't intend.
Yeah, right.
But pay attention, because it absolutely transfixed me. And the person that I saw the history of everything with said that the movie was a bit too long, which I'll tell you about, but it didn't really show his real genius. And I said, well, you know, it's that showing somebody, he said he liked History of a Beautiful Mind much better.
Okay.
I said, well, yeah, but schizophrenia is a lot more dramatic to show on film,
right,
than ALS.
Right, right, sure.
I mean, one is just much more dramatic. But he said he was, and then my friend was talking about something completely different. He was talking about his son, who was at college, and my friend was trying to convince his son to study harder. And he said, no one is born with an innate sense of, no one is born knowing math and physics. And this light bulb went on in my head, and I said, if they had said that one line in the Theory of Everything, it would have made a huge difference to the movie. Because to a certain extent, Stephen Hawking was.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
If he didn't have an innate knowledge of it, he at least had an innate sense of it.
Right.
You know, some people are born, if you listen, Ted Williams was born with extraordinary eyesight. And what, you know, and that he feels that's what made him an extraordinary ball player.
Sure,
and that he had what he described to me as quick hips. The context was a lot more benign than you think it is. And he said that he had really good eyesight, so he could see the ball coming and he could get his hips around.
Right, right.
And now you could say, well, that's something that's learned. Well, maybe, but he had an innate, he had more than most of us, or more than maybe all of us.
Right.
And he was born with it and capitalized. And that remark in the Stephen Hawking's movie would have made all the difference, is that most of us are not born with an innate sense of physics and math. Except maybe he was.
Right, right.
And exactly. That, you know, and that makes a difference. It's hard to depict in a movie. But, you know, that whole sense of what we're born with and how we utilize it and being able to recognize it, just as, look, that's why I'm a psychologist, I suppose.
It's interesting. I had read a study, actually, not that long ago, and once again, synchronicities matching up here, but I had read a study that was talking about ball players and batters in particular, kind of getting at that, how they found through studies that these guys that are the really good hitters actually have much quicker reaction time, mm-hmm, than the general public, and,
yeah,
and in fact it's on par with, I guess, like fighter pilots.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and he was he a, I think he was a fighter pilot. Yeah. I don't know if he was a fighter pilot. I know that the Air Force calibrated vision tests by using him. He was
he was
the standard for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah.
I mean, but that's kind of my point, is that, you know, for those of us who, and again, he said it wasn't his reflexes per se, it's that he could get his hips around and he could see the ball before other people could.
Right,
so
right.
If you can see something beforehand, you don't have to be quite as quick in responding to
it. Sure.
So, you know, but as you say, the synchronicity of just something occurring is just, so I was absolutely, you know me, I really am curious in the universe. I'm just sort of seeing how things work. So later on, all right, I'll tell you what, when we come back, let me give you the phone number again, 855-993-7569. We'll take your phone call. We have a couple of emails that we're going to try and get through today. And also, we have movies to review. So much to do about everything, as opposed to much ado about nothing. We have much to do about everything.
Well played.
Fair enough. Thank you. Yeah, I'm in my Shakespeare phase right now. So it's probably from hearing all those English accents. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Call Dr. Joy.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to BloodSugar11.com for your free video. That's BloodSugar11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to BloodSugar11.com now.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want the Sig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from the Sig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com, LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, so we're going to do an email, but before we do an email, Lameem, I have to tell you, I'm frustrated because Lameem called and he wanted to talk, and then apparently he had to go back to work or something, and I'm dying to know what the name Lameem means or comes from or whatever, because I don't think anybody's ever called me whose name was Lameem.
Yeah, isn't that an awesome name? Yeah,
yeah, awesome. Beautiful. We love that.
Name, yeah.
So we'd like him to call back, and if nothing else, explain his name. All righty. 855-99-3756. All right, let's do an email here.
Sure. So we have a...
Lameem, call me. Sorry,
yeah,
that was whining.
Yeah, Lameem, come on.
There we go. Come on.
All right, so we have a listener named Keith. He writes to us. He says, "Hello, Dr. Joy. My name is Keith, and I have a problem, and I was wondering if you could help if possible. I was in a relationship with a girl, Kayla, and we both have disabilities. And she's and we started dating, in 2012, and we were together for a year. And we got along well," he says, "but we also had problems along the way because she had to balance her busy schedule along with seeing me. And because of that," he says, "he started to get a little jealous and would say that he was going to break up with her often and never meant it. And yeah, and for a while, she would put up with it." He says, "That all changed in July when my brother took my phone and sent a kind of nasty picture of his rear end, I guess, to this Kayla."
Oh, no.
And, yeah, and I guess that she thought it was him. It wasn't. She got a phone call, and she was asking, or he got a phone call from her, and she was asking if this was him, but she didn't believe that he didn't send it.
Well, obviously, so, she wanted to believe it because she called. Keep going.
So he says he had a chance to explain himself, and she said that they were done, and she broke up with him right there. She says, "The next day came, and I tried to call her to smooth things over, but she hung up on me. Have been trying to get back with her on and off since then, but have not been able to do that. What do you think I should do? Any ideas? Thanks, Keith."
Okay, Keith, do we have any idea how old Keith is? Sounds like young.
He does not say. I'm assuming he's pretty young, yep.
Okay. All right, Keith, look. She may be your first love. She's probably not going to be your last love. So here's the deal. First of all, we never threaten to break up with somebody. We either break up with them or we don't. Because it's called emotional blackmail. It's saying, if you don't do what I want you to do, we're out of here. And that's not how grown-ups run relationships. Because relationships, by definition, if they're viable, have to be negotiations, have to be compromises. That, tell me what you want, here's what I want, let's find the middle ground that works for both of us. And it's part of the strength of relationships, not only because individuals learn to compromise, but the compromise may be greater and more fun and better than the original intents to begin with. I mean, it's certainly one of the things somebody was saying to me, well, women control relationships, and I'm saying, not good relationships. Nobody controls good relationships. They're negotiated. Because if you need to control something, first of all, why would I, for example, want to control a relationship? Because I'll know exactly what's going to happen. What fun is that? None, as far as I'm concerned. So the first thing we got to learn from this is we don't threaten. That we either do or we don't do. But we don't threaten, number one. Number two, when you run into a problem in a relationship, what you need to do is figure out specifically what the problem is and whether it's insurmountable or not. For example, that she was busy. And say, well, look, I hear that you're busy. Can we put aside, what would be a convenient time for you? Can we put aside an hour a week to talk? Or can we, you know, what if I came and picked you up Saturday morning and we had breakfast? And then you can go, I'll drop you off at work. In other words, saying, I don't want to be cranky about this, but I would really like to see you. And I know that you need to work. And also maybe that, Keith, you had less to do than she did, and therefore it's not that you were jealous so much as that you were just kind of bored by yourself, which means maybe not that she needs to do less, but that you need to find something else to do. Number three, I don't know how your brother got his phone, and my guess is that somehow either you need to put a code on your phone that your brother's not going to figure out, or that you were in on this, and that you were feeling a little miffed at your girlfriend, at Katie, and decided that, okay, here's the perfect thing to do, and I won't, you know, and I can walk away from it because it's not really my little butt. That's not okay. And so at this moment, you need to think about, first of all, whether or not this relationship is worth resurrecting or not. And there's nothing like being dumped to think, all right, well, I'll show her, I'll get her back, and then I'll dump her. No, 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 we're not going to do that. What you're going to do is figure out whether this is really a relationship that makes any sense to you. And if it is, then you're going to go to her and say, here's what I'm going to do. I understand that you're busy, so I'm taking an adult education course, or I'm doing some volunteer activity, because I really want this to work. All right, so before you do all of it, before you try to resurrect it, make sure that this is really the woman that you want. And again, it takes 6 months to 9 months to a year to know whether or not a relationship is really viable or not. And you don't want to just go back to somebody because they dumped you, and you want to prove that you can dump them. We don't do things like that, all right? And we don't threaten. We compromise until we can't compromise anymore. And the idea is that we that shouldn't come as a, somebody leaving a relationship should not come as a surprise to either, because you've been trying to make things work all along, and it's just not working. That's going to be obvious to both of you. If there's a surprise, either somebody's a great actor, or the two of you aren't paying attention, or the two of you are acting like children having temper tantrums. None of those are very good alternatives. All righty. Oh, my goodness. Hopefully it's not this Katie. Not the same Katie. Katie, tell me you didn't just dump Keith. And then right?
I just heard my name, and I thought, oh, my God, is somebody calling about me?
Well, that's what you didn't have a boyfriend whose name is Keith that sent a picture.
No,
okay,
I
good.
Do not.
Okay, and nobody sent you a picture of their buns on their phone anytime recently. Is that correct?
Oh, God, no. Thank God, no.
Okay, good. All right. This is Katie part one. We're not even going to call the other Katie. We're going to call her non-Katie. Katie, you're welcome to the program. I know. How disconcerting is that to hear somebody saying, Katie, are you going to give Keith another chance? Keith who? All right, go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Joy.
Absolutely.
So my question is, how do I try and reduce my anxiety when I know that I have to call a client at my job who's, for lack of a better term, really pissed off?
Why are they unhappy with you?
Well, I work for a company that we're basically a liaison between employees of large companies and their health plans. And
okay.
we try and get, you know, their claims issues, you know, resolved for them,
right.
help them navigating the healthcare system and whatever. It's actually a really good company, but you know how it goes with health plans and claims.
Yep.
And people
yep.
get really upset and
yep.
You know, and sometimes these clients of mine need someone to blame, and I'm the one
yeah.
they're talking to.
Yeah.
And, you know, I feel like sometimes they really want someone to bully. I deal with anxiety anyway throughout my life, and I know I have to call a client today, and I'm like, oh, my God.
All right, well, let's deal with three things here. Let's deal with this client, let's deal with calling clients in general, and let's deal with your anxiety. Excuse me. All right, so let me put you on hold. We'll do the easy thing first, which is how do you deal with this client. Then we'll deal with clients in general, then we'll deal with your anxiety. Deep cleansing breaths. You'll be okay, I promise. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. We're talking with Katie, who has got, she's basically a classic middle woman in that she's dealing with customers who have health care. And so she's the liaison between the customer and human resources and the insurance company. And anybody who deals with insurance companies these days has a stone in, you know, the pit of their stomach. I mean, with a lot of hydrochloric acid wandering around the edges of it. So it's not an easy job, but it sounds like you like it, you're good at it. And she now has to deal with a client that's not going to be very happy with her. So the question is, she's really got three questions. One is, how does she deal with her basic anxiety? How does she deal with her anxiety with having to deal with customers in general? And specifically today, how does she deal with this one client? And the first thing I would do is with the one client is, when in doubt, this is something I learned a long time ago. When I give speeches, I'm always anxious. I mean, I do it for a living. I talk on the air and have been doing this since God's dog was a puppy. But nevertheless, I'm anxious. And one of the things that happens when you get anxious is your mouth gets dry. That's part of the adrenaline response. So I've learned to make sure that there's water on the podium. And if there's not water, I walk out with a bottle of water or whatever. And so I usually can get through about one sentence, and then I need to take a sip of water because I'm hyperventilating, my mouth is dry, and I'm trying to give a speech. And I learned a long time ago to say, okay, gang, here's why I take a drink of water, because I'm hyperventilating a little bit, and my mouth is dry, and you won't be able to understand a word I say. So excuse me for a moment. Talk among yourselves. I'm taking a drink of water. And the first time I did it out of sheer necessity and panic, I realized I had no saliva, and it's really hard to talk without any saliva. And one of the people in the audience came up to me afterwards. He was a professional. He was a comedian. And he said, that's the best gimmick I've ever heard. You instantly got everybody on your side. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, when you said you had to get a sip of water and you were anxious, you weren't anxious, were you? And I said, of course I was anxious. Why would I have done that? He said, oh, I just thought it was a gimmick, but I thought it was the most effective thing I'd ever heard. So, you know, I kept it. I was embarrassed at the time, but it was necessity. It was either take a sip of water and explain what you're doing. And I suppose I could have taken a sip of water and not explained what I was doing, but I wanted the extra time to kind of swallow the water and not be gasping, and this just seemed the thing to do at the time. Plus, any of you who listen to the program know, if it's in my head, it comes out my mouth. I mean, it's just part of who I am. Don't have a really great censoring device. So the point is that most people are perfectly willing to give you, you know, at least a little bit of wiggle room if you just are honest with them. So what I would do with this client is come up and say, I got to tell you, my stomach hurts. You know, and you hear me to people who call say, you're not going to like this. And to a certain extent, people would say, well, that's the wrong thing to say because you're already getting their defenses up. But I'm saying, nope, I'd rather get their defenses up and them feel safe than sandbag them. Because, so what you're going to do is say, look, it took, you know, I've been hyperventilating for the last 15 minutes calling you because I know that you're not very happy with me, but here's what we're going to do, and here's what I'm going to do for you. And so I think when in doubt, acknowledge it. You don't try and fake it. And it's amazing how much people are willing. I mean, look, this person may be a complete jerk and say, well, I don't give a damn about your feelings, just get this done. At which point you could say, look, I get that. But you've at least, you bought yourself a little wiggle room. Most people, I think, will respond to that of saying, because what it reminds your client of is you're not the enemy. That you really are trying to help them, that you understand their feelings, that you're a human being too. And it's really easy to be angry at someone that we view doesn't understand us, is different than we are, you know, makes a lot of money, has a great job, doesn't care about us, blah, 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 blah. And we were talking earlier about empathy. To a certain extent, what you're really saying is you're not really saying feel sorry for me. What you're saying is we're the same species, you know, that this is tough for me too. I know you're not happy about it, but I'm going to do something for you. I'm going to do the best I can for you. And so, and I think you'll feel better saying it because you're not trying to hide something that feels overwhelming. And you have nothing to lose. The likelihood of it being making them any madder at you, I suppose, exists, but it's not very high. The odds are that they're not going to be any madder. They may not be any less mad, but they probably aren't going to be any madder, at which point you've at least gotten a little bit of a, if not control of the situation, at least of your own emotions. There's certainly some possibility that they'll back down. And even if they're angrier, you've still done what's best for you and giving you a little bit of breathing room. So you have nothing to lose, really.
Right.
So that's how to deal with a current client. How to deal with clients in general about anxiety. All right, here's how I deal with it. And there are a number of ways of doing it, and they're all a little different. So you get to pick the one or some combination. One is that I'll try and wait till you know, I'll plan for it. I'll say, all right, Thursday's going to be icky day. And I'll decide that I'm going to go to bed early, or I'm going to work out, or I'm going to have a good breakfast, or I'm going to read for a half hour beforehand. So I set it up, so I plan for it. And I'll sort of write notes to myself, and I'll say, all right, Thursday we're going to do this, because what I'm doing is saying I'm working up my nerve toward it. I'm kind of revving my engine to doing it. So that's one possibility. One is I'll just have a couple of minutes that something happened unexpectedly, and I'll just think, okay, got to do it now. And those two together actually work pretty well, because if it's written down, I know I'm not going to forget it. And looking at that list day after day just becomes its own aggravation, so I'll just do it to be able to cross it off the list. But once it's written down, it's also closer to the front of my brain. So when I have a minute, I'll just think, you know what, to hell with it, and just do it. But and sort of giving yourself some kind of reward. Try to make a reward neither alcoholic nor caloric, because you'll either end up a lot slosher or heavier than you expected. But to say, all right, if I get this done, then I can go see a movie, or I can I'll buy myself a really good salad at lunch, or I'll go and buy a pair of shoes on sale, or whatever it is that'll work. So you couple something that. So number one is how do you approach it, and the answer is either scheduling it, making it closer to the front of your brain. And for me, crossing things off list is its own kind of reward. I'll put open eyes, LR. So when I get up in the morning, I get three checks. I've opened my eyes, left and right. And that's something I've kind of, those are my equivalent of a gold star. Or I'll give a reward. And usually what you'll find is after a while you don't need the reward, just because you feel such a sense of accomplishment.
Sure.
All right, the third is anxiety in general. Have you ever heard me talk about square breathing?
I have, and excuse me, and I go to therapy and everything for anxiety. I've had anxiety since before I could remember. But my question about square breathing, and I've always wanted to kind of call and ask this. When you say inhale on the count of four, hold yeah. for the count of four, what do you mean by hold? Because I know holding your breath is not good.
You just, okay, good. I'm glad you asked. Okay. If you hold your breath, what you tend to do is gasp, right?
Right.
And so what do you do when you stop gasping? It doesn't work. This is a very slow, rhythmic kind of thing. So okay. You're breathing out gently. You're not, you're just breathing out gently, and then you stop. And the stop is really a pause rather than, it's not a reboot. It's just you breathing, and then you stop. And then you start again, and you stop, and there's no gasping involved. So when I say hold, pause might be a better word. Maybe I should sort of revise that. And if you think about it, I mean, when you're breathing now, you're not aware of stopping and starting. You just inhale, you exhale. What you're doing is just slowing that entire process down. So you inhale just gently, like you were doing it before we talked about it. Then you just pause. And then you inhale again. And you pause. And if you think of it as almost like a wave action, that may help you a little bit more. Because it doesn't, you're right, if you hold your breath, if it's a gasp, when you ungasp, it just offsets whatever you were trying to do.
Yep.
So I like the question, because I've been telling people to stop for like 20 years, and it's really not a stop, it's a pause.
Right.
So you just helped me revise the entire, I now have to I have to go back and collect all my books.
Oh, sorry.
I have to get in touch with Robert Benson, whose idea it was really to begin with. And, I just we have to, Shane, call the publishers and tell them we have to recall all my books, and we have to pause them. The reason I probably didn't think about pause nearly as much is all of us are aware of pause because of videos, and basically videos, right? Our computers all have pause on them.
Right.
And before, I don't know that DVDs, I suppose they did have pause before. I probably just couldn't afford a DVD. So, but it really is a pause. And if you think of it, it's very rhythmic. And so when you get to 18, I mean, when I got really good at it, I could slow those down. So I was counting to 18 in my head. And now what did they arrive at? Just 18. It's a very slow, and it's kind of a nice way of doing it. It's almost putting yourself in a trance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. Give it a try.
Yeah, I will.
Alrighty.
Now that I know what the hold means.
Yeah, pay no attention. No more holding, only pausing.
Thanks, Dr.
All right,
Joy.
Katie, who no one sent their buns pictures to recently. Good luck, kiddo. Go call a guy now, then you'll have it done for the day. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home,
How safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-99-37569. Linda, you get to be next. And then, Ashley, what I'll probably do is hang on to you for next hour, but I'll get to you both, I promise. Linda, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How am I going to help?
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My question to you is, what type of guidance can I give my son? He is he's in his last year of college, and he's had a rough year, so he's kind of under a lot of pressure right now, and he's been dealing with some difficult things, and he called me a couple days ago, or actually I called him, and he was just very upset and just can't get over a few things, and just as a little background, I guess it was a year ago, at the beginning of his junior school year,
his girlfriend, first love from a long time, broke up with him. She cheated on him with somebody else. That happened in, like, September, beginning of the year. Then he had his best friend from high school committed suicide back in January. Dealt with that. He had a great group of roommates, and his one roommate graduated this past year. His other two roommates, one roommate didn't come back, and the other one moved somewhere else. They had a great friendship, got along really well. So he's got these other roommates who are not very good roommates, and so he is not even comfortable and relaxed in his own house right now. And then he also had a very good job, and he was fired in a very weird way. He worked in a bar when he was not in the bar. They were at a different party. One of the managers were there, and who was a friend of his, who they were both drinking, the manager included, and this manager wanted his opinion on how he felt she was managing. Was she doing a good job, blah, blah, blah. Well, he told her what he thought, which was he didn't think she was a very good manager, and he ended up getting fired over that.
Well.
So, and not to mention he has one other good high school friend who has been in and out of rehab and dealing with some hard drug situation. And then the one last thing would be, like I said, he's in his last year of college, and he basically is about ready to graduate, but not really sure he wants to do the career that he has studied for.
All right, so what is he studying for?
A lot of pressures.
Okay.
He's in nutrition.
Okay. All right, the first thing that you need to do and he needs to do is you need to stop doing the amalgamation here. Okay? Because if he says, Mom, look, I'm senior. I'm not sure I'm really ready to be. How many kids do you have?
Three. He's the oldest.
Okay. He says, Mom, I'm not sure I'm really ready to go out into the big bad world. I'm not sure I really want to be a nutritionist. That we can deal with. But the idea that, you know, my girlfriend dropped me, I got fired, my best friend killed himself, I don't know. That, I mean, that just becomes the Mount Rushmore or, you know, Himalayas of misery. And you can't climb it. So you need to stop thinking of it that way. He needs to stop thinking of it that way. Does he have a therapist that he can talk to on campus?
I know they do have counselors on campus. I did mention to him, you know, when he comes home for Christmas break, there's a therapist he might...
No, that doesn't do it. You don't want a therapist where he isn't. You want a therapist where he is.
Right.
Because it's not going to be a one-shot deal. And the way I would approach it of saying, and I mean, you can call him today and say, look, you know, you and I have been thinking about this wrong. Viewing all this as you're doomed, you know, no matter what you do, your friend's going to kill yourself, your girlfriend's going to leave you, you're going to get your jobs in, your roommate's going to is counterproductive. They are not related events. Your roommate didn't kill himself because your girlfriend left you. Your girlfriend, we can look at that relationship and we can figure out what to do differently next time, whether you need to pick different kind of women or you were neglectful or, you know, we can figure that out. We can do each of these issues individually. We can't do them as an amalgamation, the misery of the universe. So, number one, you and I have to stop thinking of it that way, because if you think of it that way, you become the victim. A victim has no power. You do not ever want to give away your power to anybody under any circumstances, and certainly giving your power away to the negativity of the universe that you're a victim, bad idea. So we're not going to do that. Second of all, it occurs to me that having somebody there who's not your mom, that you trust as kind of somebody who doesn't have a vested interest, who doesn't love you, who's just trying to help you, may be very valuable going into, if nothing else, thinking about your job opportunities or whether you want to go to graduate school or whether you want to take a year off and join the Peace Corps or whether you want to follow, I suppose, the Grateful Dead, Justin Bieber. Nobody wants to follow Justin Bieber, but nevertheless, you get the point. And having someone who's not your mom, because, you know, I can remember, I'd ask my mom occasionally for advice, only when I knew what the answer was. Or, you know, when I asked my mother for advice, I asked my mother for advice when I, because I either wanted her to feel sorry for me, or or I knew what she was going to say, and I wanted to argue with her. And it's not because I don't love my mother, and it's not because my mother isn't a wise woman. It's because I knew ahead of time that either I just wanted her to feel sorry for me, or that I knew she was going to give me really bad advice, because my mother and I do not share a worldview. So, and I'm presumably your son is doing more or less the same thing. What you want is somebody who is going to listen and be honest. And you love him. You hurt for him. Not to mention, he hangs up the phone. He feels better. You feel worse. Nothing changes. Not good. Not good.
Right.
All right? So for all those reasons, having a therapist at Christmas, you know, we're not going to have Santa Claus do therapy. It's just not, you know, he needs somebody where he is. And he needs somebody now if that's what's going on. So number one, no amalgamation. Number two, therapist on campus who's used to dealing with adolescents. So that's a good thing. Number three, let's focus on what's going on now. Roommates, we don't care. And we could put up with anything for a couple of months.
Yeah.
He's about to get out of there. As long as they pay the rent and don't throw up in his bedroom, who cares? I mean, you know,
right.
So he had great roommates, and he doesn't have great roommates now. Irrelevant. Doesn't make any difference. We're talking about a couple of months. So the real issue in his life right now, and that you can see why the amalgamation theory of misery is so destructive, is where do I go from here? The worse he feels about himself, the more likely he is to say, the world out there is too scary. I'm not going anyplace. And that's not what you want. What you want him to have is some realistic evaluation of school, of himself, of his job prospects, of what his options are. And, I mean, the good news is there's no war that's looming, so it's not like he's going to get drafted if he's not in graduate school or married or have a kid or have a job. So what you need to do, I think, is, number one, disabuse him of the notion that we're going to view this as the misery of my son, all right? Because it's just, you don't want to do that. Number two, therapist on campus. Number three, let's focus on the immediate, which is what we want to do come graduation, all right? Because we don't necessarily want him flunking out of school, so he doesn't have to worry about that. Let me put you on hold, and you can think about it over the break, and if there's more that we need to talk about, we will do it. And if not, then you've got a good start. Ashley and Suzanne, I'll get to you both. We have a whole hour, and no worry, I'll get everybody. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.